Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting second. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting third. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvy. Batting sixth. The DH, Ted Simmons. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ed Romero. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Schroeder. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Deion James. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Jamie Kochenour. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rudy Law. Batting second. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The DH, Greg Luzinski. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jerry Hairston. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Roy Smalley. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Vance Law. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Scott Fletcher. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gene Nelson. And now, play ball. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops it up and throws to first, with Nelson covering, for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a fly ball into right field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount misplays the ball. That's an error on Yount. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manning. Luzinski reaches second base with a double. There goes Baines trying to get to home. Ogilvy throws the ball into Yount, who relays the ball to Schroeder, who tags Baines, who came all the way from first, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a pop-up towards third. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy takes first base on ball four. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Law. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Ogilvy goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Brewers. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero strikes out. Two outs. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-0, Brewers. Deion James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Law scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first, with Kochenour covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 1 in the game. Manning hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gantner hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher strikes out. Two outs. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0 for 1 in the game. Law bunts in front of the plate. Schroeder fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cooper moves to third. Ogilvie moves to second. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Law misplays the ball. That's an error on Law. Cooper scores. Ogilvie moves to third. It's 4-0, Brewers. Dan Spillner now pitching. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 0 for 1 in the game. Romero hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Law fields it and throws to second for the out. Ogilvie scores. One out. It's 5-0, Brewers. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Schroeder hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Deion James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 0 for 1 in the game. James hits a pop-up towards first. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox nothing. the White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manning. Fisk reaches second base with a double. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Luzinski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manning. Walker reaches second base with a double. Fisk scores. It's 5-1, Brewers. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0-for-1 in the game. Hairston hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-2 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-2 in the game. Gantner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Law. Gantner reaches second base with a double. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Spilner can't make a play. That's a base hit. Gantner moves to third. Jerry Gleaton now pitching. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cooper for the out. Gantner scores. Yount moves to second. Two outs. It's 6-1, Brewers. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ogilvy is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-1 in the game. Law hits a ball on the ground towards third. Romero fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0-for-1 in the game. Fletcher hits a pop-up towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Simmons takes first base on ball 4. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Romero hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smalley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Schroeder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smalley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0 for 2 in the game. Law hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 2 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Lozinski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Romero juggles the ball. That's an error on Romero. Baines moves to third. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Deion James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 0 for 2 in the game. James hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Hairston throws the ball into Law, who tags James, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 3 in the game. Manning hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Law, who is chasing the ball. Manning reaches third base with a triple. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Gantner hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Manning tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-1, Brewers. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Yount is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0 for 2 in the game. Hairston takes first base on ball 4. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Smalley hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-3, Brewers. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0 for 2 in the game. Law hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Squires pinch hits for Scott Fletcher. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops it up and throws to first, with Kochenour covering, for the out. Two outs. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0 for 3 in the game. Law hits a ball on the ground towards third. Romero fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the White Sox 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Jerry Dibzinski now playing shortstop. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dibzinski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ogilvy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops it up and throws to first, with Gleaton covering, for the out. Two outs. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Simmons hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Romero hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Waite's now pitching. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Fisk strikes out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-4, Brewers. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Luzinski hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Tom Pachyorek pinch hits for Greg Walker. Tom Pachyorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyorek hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Luzinski moves to second. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards third. Romero fields it and throws to second for the out. Luzinski moves to third. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the White Sox 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Juan Augusto now pitching. Tom Pachyorek now playing first base. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Schroeder hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Deion James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. James bunts towards the mound. Augusto fields it and throws to first for the out. Schroeder moves to second. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dibzinski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Schroeder moves to third. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Schroeder scores. It's 8-4, Brewers. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Gantner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Yount takes first base on ball 4. Gantner moves to second. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Gantner scores. Yount moves to third. It's 9-4, Brewers. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ogilvy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Yount scores. Cooper moves to third. It's 10-4, Brewers. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Simmons strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 10, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-3 in the game. Law hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-5, Brewers. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Romero fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-4 in the game. Law hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Fisk hits a pop-up towards third. Romero settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 10, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.